BFM 89.9, Daryl and Offny on View this evening on Track by Track, a follow-up to our back-to-back program where on this show we explore track by track the inside story of an artist's iconic release. Last night on back-to-back we did the discography of German rock legends Scorpions, and today, fresh off the press, they just released their 19th and latest studio album, Rock Believers. It's an album that comes on the 50th anniversary of their debut, Lonesome Crow, that dropped in 1972, created in the studio during the lockdown in their home base in Hanover. And the album was written and recorded in the style of the classic Scorpions DNA, written by the principal songwriters of the band, the collaboration between Rudolf Schenker and Klaus Meine. According to Klaus Meine, lead singer of the band, he said that they really went back to the essence of what defined Scorpions in the first place. Progress on Rock Believer had slowly been taking shape for nearly 3 years, with the writing sessions commencing as early as 2019. According to Klaus, in a statement, he went on to explain how the new songs came to have such incredible fresh energy. He said they recorded the album as a band, all live in one room, just like how they did back in the 80s, and they really can't wait to play those set of songs in front of their fans again. The sound of the new album has massive energy, and it really delivers a real adrenaline rush, and it shows the uncompromising quality of the band. Yeah, later on in the program, we're going to be getting on the line with the man himself, Klaus Meine, the frontman of Scorpions. So do stay tuned for that. But just a bit more background, Rock Believer came with a three-part behind-the-series documentary. Like often you say, it marks their first release since 2015's Return to Forever, and it was originally intended to record the album in Los Angeles with producer Greg Fiddleman, whose previous credits include bands like Slipknot and Metallica. However, though, because of the pandemic, some of the initial work was done with Greg remotely, after which the band opted to helm the recordings themselves with the help of their engineer Hans Martin Bath. So just a rundown on the personnel that's on this album. We have Klaus Meine, of course, the lead vocalist, Rudolf Schenker on rhythm guitars, Matthias Japs on lead guitars, Power Machiwoda on bass guitar, and the first recorded appearance of Mickey D, formerly of Motorhead, on the drums.
Yeah, let's head right into the music, kicking it off with the album's opener, a tune that really sets the stage for the rest of the album. It contains self-referential lyrics, and the guys really went out to prove that they do indeed have much more to give musically. When it comes to songwriting at the Scorpions camp, they usually begin with a riff, but for this next particular one, it actually started with the lyrics, where Klaus is writing indirectly to guitarist Rudolf to give him a dirty riff because there's still gas in the tank. Check it out, Gas in the Tank, the very first track from the brand new album by Scorpions. It's called Rock Believer, right here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9. FM 89.9, Darren off new with you on Track by Track, and that was Scorpions with Knock 'Em Dead, the second number of their latest album just released today, Rock Believer. And it's a track with a great throwback story, right? Being a band from Germany, Scorpions always had the dream of playing in the US, and when they finally did in 1979, it was almost like a dream come true when their first show was alongside many greats at that time, Aerosmith, AC/DC, Thin Lizzy, and more. This track references their manager telling them to, and I quote, knock 'em dead right before they start out to perform.
Scorpions would of course go on and become a big hit with Americans, right? Right after this, we'll be joined by lead singer and songwriter of the band, Klaus Meine, who will be sharing the stories behind some of the tracks in that brand new album and how they managed to record the album during lockdowns. That's coming right up after a short break, so do stay tuned. But before that, let's play another tune. Here's the title track from that album. It's track 4, and it's a love letter to rock fans and rock believers out there that are still rocking out despite many people saying that rock has died. This one has a chorus that feels effortless but has an absolutely irresistible melody at the same time, with Klaus almost inviting you to sing along, which is a trademark of Scorpions over the last 5 decades.
Yeah, for sure. A track with an undeniable Scorpions DNA, big guitar riffs, strong melodies. This one's also said to be written with the purpose of transporting the listeners into the room with all 5 members of the band. Raw energy, right? Check it out, the title track of Rock Believer. This is Rock Believer from Scorpions, only here on Track by Track. Enjoy this on BFM 89.9.
Till you walk, you make a scream and learn to talk. You discover life on every day. From the first day you were born, you walk the lifeline of your own. And if you always keep the faith, no one can take your dreams away. In the ruins of their souls, you saw the beauty of it all. Simply a generation change. Our fathers came with steel, but we came back to make you feel our love in every song we play. So many moments that we share of all the love we give and take. Love came to me so many ways. No matter what some haters say, no one can take our dreams away. Scream for me, screamer. I'm a rock believer like you, just like you. Dreams away. No one can take our dreams away. Scream for me, screamer. I'm a rock believer like you, just like you. Come on, scream for me, screamer. I'm a rock believer like you, just like you.
Welcome back to Track by Track with myself, Off New Thing, and Daryl Ong. This week, we're putting a spotlight on the brand new album of Scorpions. It's called Rock Believer. You just heard track 5 from that album called Shining Off Your Soul. One of the few love songs on the album is a track that's slightly different from the rest, where there's a reggae feel that Rudolf Schenker came up with.
Yeah, it also talks about how sometimes you can feel the atmosphere change when someone you love enters the room. Okay, right now we have something special on the line with us is lead singer and songwriter for the Scorpions, Klaus Meine, who spent some time to share with us more details about their brand new album, Rock Believer. This is Off New Thing speaking to Klaus Meine.
Rock Believer is the band's first studio album in 7 years since Return to Forever. That was in 2015, making it the longest gap between studio albums for the band thus far. Do you think the long gap played any role at all to the final sound of Rock Believer?
Not really. You know, first of all, we never thought about really making a new album. This fan from the early days came to us in 2018. He said, "You guys, if you make an album like Blackout, that would be fantastic, with lots of energy, hard and heavy, you know." So, and we said, come on, this is 40 years ago, you know, give me a break. It's easy to say, but then we took it like a challenge. And I started writing lyrics in 2019, and this was totally the other way around. I was usually waiting for Rudolf's demos to come in, and then I started writing lyrics on the music. This time I started with the words, and in one of the songs it says, "Give me a dirty riff, my friend, there's got to be some more gas in the tank." It was like writing a letter to my songwriting partner Rudolf, saying, "Come on, come back with some great riffs and powerful music, you know." So it was a different approach, and I think 7 years sound like a long gap, like a long time, but in a way it wasn't, because we were on the road and I started writing lyrics 2019 in the summer. From the summer 19 until March 2020, we were on the road playing also Southeast Asia, like not too far away from you guys in Singapore. Was the last show before the pandemic. And by the time we went into the studio here in Germany, in Hanover, hometown, we had about 20 to 30 songs to work with, you know. So we were lucky in a way that we could use the pandemic and the lockdown times and have something to go for, like making a new album and write new material. It was wonderful.
Speaking of challenges, I read that the band tried to record the new album remotely due to COVID-19. What was that experience like?
Well, you know, like we met with Greg Fiddleman, American producer, used to work with Slipknot, Metallica. And by the time we were in the studio, he was in LA. The time difference with Germany is 9 hours. So when he got up in the morning, it was dinner time in Germany. And so we worked through the pre-production, you know, working on arrangements and stuff. And we had Greg every night via Zoom. And but it became difficult. It was okay at the time. But then he said, when he was about to really go into the recording sessions, he said, "Guys, we have to be in one room together. I have to be there, or you have to come to LA. We have to wait until the travel restrictions are lifted off and you can come over here to the US. And we didn't want to lose the momentum. We were so deep into the making of this album that we wanted to keep going. So that's why we split it ways at that point, saying, okay, then we produce the album ourselves with our engineer, Hans-Martin Buff. We had a great team. And it was, in a way, a moment to put all the faith and trust in your own people, in your own team. Staying at home and sleeping in your own bed at night, that was not so bad as well, you know. So because of the pandemic, Mickey and Pavel, one guy lives in Sweden and the other one in Poland, they had to go in quarantine when they came here to Germany. But other than that, we had a great time working together and we had no time pressure. It was an open end, you know, and there was no time frame. You have to be ready until the end of whatever and then go on the road the next day, you know. So it was all like an open space and we could really focus on the music.
Mm. Speaking of being in one room together as a band, is it true that everything on the new album was recorded live together as a band?
Yes, of course we did like lead guitar or vocal overdubs and stuff, but the band to play all the basic tracks to play together in one room, it was very important. We had a great sound and of course with like Mickey D in the band, he used to play with Motorhead for 20 years. You know, he's such a powerful drummer and it's so much fun. He's so inspiring to work with, you know, it's a lot of fun. So the whole band was in one room playing the songs and like playing it live, you know, instead of sending Pro Tools sessions around the world. It was a very important decision in the early days of in the process of this album, where we said we focus on the hard and heavy community. Of course, there's a beautiful ballad on the album too, but we wanted to make a rocking, hard rocking album, you know, and so therefore it was important that we play together, that we feel the music, you know, instead of splitting it up in different places, sending the Pro Tools around, you know.
Mm. There are in total 16 tracks on the new album, including the acoustic version of When You Know. But were there a lot of songs written that, you know, you had to exclude from the album?
Yeah, like I said, we had about 30 songs to start with. And in the end, I think we recorded like 20, you know, so it was enough material to make a double album, you know, like in the old days. There's still some leftover material, you know, but we really focused on the best songs. This time there was, like in Return to Forever in 2015, we had a lot of material like in the vault, you know, you're going, oh, I have a song here, you know, some old cassettes here, like, let me see, like something like this, you know. But there was nothing. It was like starting at scratch, empty piece of paper, writing lyrics, like being a storyteller, going through all these different moments in time, places, countries, and try to reflect this long journey, you know, where everybody in the band can connect with. And it was different to start with lyrics this time, but it was inspiring for Rudolf as well. He was in Thailand at the time, and I said, come on, give me a dirty riff, my friend. There's got to be some more gas in the tank, you know. Challenging him to come back with hopefully some great music.
You know what they say, right? There's magic in the first take of each recording. In this new album, were there any songs that where what we are listening to is actually the first take or the second take?
Tough question. There would be like a good answer for Hans Martin, our engineer, our sound engineer, you know, who probably he kept book about it, you know, what was the first take kind of version. I really don't know. In a period of such a long time, you know, it's hard to remember even what was the first song, you know, we recorded. But we had about 10 songs to focus on in the early days.
Mm.
And I think like Gas in the Tank, Shining of Your Soul, Seventh Son, you know, there were a lot of those songs, When You Know. You know, so for When You Know, which is the ballad on the album, we started with an acoustic version, you know. We thought this would be nice to have an acoustic song on the album, but then it became more like a power ballad with really like heavy rock guitars and a nice heavy feel, you know. But the acoustic version turned out so beautiful that we decided to put it on like being like in the deluxe version. It shows up there because it was such a nice version of it, you know. Well, that's the only song that appears twice. It's so nice, we had to have it twice.
And you keep driving down the highway of your life. There is no exit sign at all. There is a warning light, it's flashing all the time. And only you can stop your downfall. And only you can
On the album, I can really feel the intensity and the band's chemistry because it was all recorded live. Do you usually think about the live show during your songwriting sessions? Since touring and playing in front of fans seems like a very important aspect for the band.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember the lyrics when I started writing the lyrics, which was the first one, you know. So to answer the question before, when you said what was the first take version, but I know the first lyrics I did because it's a song, it's in the deluxe version, it's called Shoot for Your Heart. And it starts like, this is the beginning. For me, it was the beginning writing, you know, so it was the first song, this is the beginning. And I came up with the music as well. Then I thought, it's crazy after all these years to sing a song saying, this is the beginning after 50 years. It's kind of crazy, you know. But I was more thinking about maybe this could be a great opening song in the show. So, of course, when you write and in the recording sessions, in the back of your mind, you try to figure out how would this song work next to Rock You Like a Hurricane or The Zoo, Big City Nights, to connect it with all the classic Scorpion songs, you know. And now we're going through rehearsal sessions these days. Normally, you would play maybe two songs from the new album and throw it in there, but this time we're about five or six, you know, because it feels so good for us to play new material. It seems like the first reactions we get from our fans, they want to see those songs live, you know, and we try to squeeze them in there. Of course, we'll play all the classics, you know, but there will be a lot of new material in the new set, you know, which is great.
Amazing. But speaking of live shows, are you excited to play live shows soon for the upcoming tour?
Yeah, well, there is a residency in Las Vegas that has been postponed twice because of the pandemic. And now we start the Rock Believer tour in Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. I think the first show is the 26th of March. So we're almost about ready to go with all the promotion for the new album now. With the release date coming up this week, we're so excited about it. But at the same time, we missed playing live so much after 2 years. It's such a long break, and we never had a long break like this, you know. But it was a blessing we could be all together working on new songs. But still, you know, it's a different story when you're in front of an audience, you know. And we can't wait to go out on the road. And of course, we hope to come back to Southeast Asia, to come back to Malaysia. We haven't been there for quite a while. Is the Hard Rock still on? You know, it's such a happening place. I used to hang out with a couple of friends or Malaysian friends, you know, and we always had a great time in Malaysia. So I hope we have a chance to come back and share the new music with our Malaysian fans.
Amazing. You know what they say about live shows, right? It's an energy exchange where fans get the energy from the band, but at the same time, the fans are giving energy to the band as well.
Yeah, it's a give and take kind of thing. I mean, after all these years, of course, we're getting older. So is our audience. But fortunately, there's a young generation joining the party. We try to stay young at heart, you know, and playing live to face three generations of rock believers in front of the stage. You know, this is very motivating and inspiring. That really is the lifeblood of the whole thing. That keeps us going.
All ages, but all rock believers equally.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, Scorpions are the essence of rock believers. After 50 years, we celebrate 50 years as recording artists. And yeah, there are millions of rock believers out there. And this is what this album is all about. And this album is dedicated to all the rock believers out there.
Congrats once again for Rock Believer. And thank you so much for speaking with us, Klaus.
Thank you so much.
Klaus Meyn, lead singer and songwriter for Scorpions, with a brand new album out today. It's called Rock Believer. Hey, you're still tuned into Track by Track with myself, Off Knitting, and Daryl Ong. Let's keep the music going. Up next from that very album, it's a track that showcases how drummer Mickey D
brings new energy to the band, driving the fastest tracks with Motorhead's ferocity, but also leaves space for the rest of the instruments. This next one was also written as a direct response to the band's friend that challenged them to make this new album in the vein of classics like Blackout or Love at First Sting, like Klaus mentioned previously in the interview. And this next one is said to be written in the tradition of their big classic songs as well. Enjoy. This is track number 6 from Rock Believer. It's called Seventh Son by Scorpions, right here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
To cry, the voice of love, the only one, your soul will always shine in the seventh sun, in the seventh sun, in the seventh sun, in the seventh sun.
A million years, time travel.
Hey, you're tuning in to Track by Track with myself, Daryl Ong, and Off Neil Ting. This week on the program, we are going track by track into Scorpion's 19th studio album that just dropped today. It's called Rock Believer. We're down to the tail end of the album, and this next one is actually the shortest number on the album. It tells of the situation around the world where many people are dying, not just because of the pandemic, but from the ongoing wars that have broken out. Very apt for these times, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Although it seems like undertakers are working overtime currently due to what's happening, the song is written to say that it's up to us to support peacemakers instead in order to make the world a better place. So here's the track Peacemaker, track 9 from Rock Believer by Scorpions, right here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
No.
And Call of the Wild, track 10 from their latest album, Rock Believer. That one featured Claus's really seductive, hypnotizing vocals and also robust guitar work and crushing drums, all part of the Scorpion's DNA, right? And with most bands from Europe, they were more influenced by classical music, unlike their American peers who were more blues-influenced. This track, however, goes against the grain. It's said to be a bluesy number.
One last track for this hour. We've been going through Rock Believer, the brand new album from Scorpions, and we're asking you the question, do you have a favourite Scorpions tune from this album? Or maybe you can share with us, what's your favourite Scorpions album? You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Let us know. Okay, we're going to close off with a mature, reflective ballad with touching lyrics that I personally think is a better composition and really refines the ballads that are found on 2015's Return to Forever album. This next one can be found on the deluxe edition of Rock Believer. It's the acoustic version of When You Know Where You Come From. You can hear the full rocking version on the normal edition of the album. But as the story goes, this next track started off as an acoustic song before realizing how much they loved it, so they had to feature it twice as said by Claus previously. It's also the only ballad on the record and tells the tale of staying true to yourself and remembering where you came from even as you reach for the stars.
Yeah, check it out. The final number of Rock Believer. This is Scorpions and When You Know Where You Come from the deluxe edition, the acoustic edition. You have been tuning in to Track My Track. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Alfnir Ting.
Join us next week for more of the same, only here on BFM 89.9. Good night.
With your head up in the clouds, you try to win the race. You're the leader of the pack. Always the candle keeps burning from both ends until it's blowing out with a bang. When you think you know the game, you don't know anything at all. You cross the red line once again. Free fall. Hope you've learned your lesson well, my friend. 'Cause there will always be a second chance. When you know where you come from, you know where you're going. Just because you're a child of your time.
by your side. Someone up there keeps your dreams alive. The candle keeps burning from both ends, and the road calls your name once again. When you know where you come from, you know where you're going, just because you're a child of your time.